Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy Bouncer.
Yup.
All right, Leroy, we'll start off with our Week 12 slate of the NFL season. This week on the bye, you got the Broncos, Dolphins, Chargers, and Commanders. Starting off at 1 o'clock, the Steelers take on the Bears. Steelers 6-4, Bears 7-3, Chicago a 2.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Is the old man playing?
Yeah, he is playing. I don't know how, because he's going to have to brace himself or hold on to the ball. I guess he's going to be in shotgun the whole game. But, yeah, it tickles my fancy. I'm curious to see
if Chicago, is tickled.
If Chicago's for real or they just had, you know, some good breaks early in the year.
Also, at 1 o'clock, some might call this one a biggin. The Indianapolis Colts at 8-2 go to Arrowhead to take on the middling 5-5 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City's a 3.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy.
This is like, there's a couple of moments during the year where you kind of see if your team is legit or not. Like, okay, you're 8-2, you're leading the conference, but now you're playing against the old guard. Let's see, you know, if you legit or you just, you know, had things go your way. I think that they're legit. I think Indianapolis is legit. 3.5, I'll take the Colts.
Okay. At 1 o'clock, the Patriots, 9-2, visit the Cincinnati Bengals at 3-7. They're 6.5-point road favorites. And also we have the return of Joe Burrow.
Is he playing? But Chase is out.
Yeah. He's suspended.
But you sure he's playing?
I think he's playing,
he
dude.
He's playing.
I think he's playing.
Would you take the risk of playing him on Sunday and then having to play him Thursday night on Thanksgiving?
I think you don't have a choice. I think unless they're just going to pack up the
Your
season.
Your team ain't in no position to be nitpicking.
I don't know, bro. I mean, he's coming off a toe injury, and to play him two times in 4 days, I don't know.
Toes don't play. But he plays quarterback, so it's a little different.
Take your fancy?
No.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Fancy, not tickled.
The Baltimore.
I mean, listen, the Cincinnati's terrible. No matter how many points they score, they're going to give up twice as many. So, like, yeah, it might be a fun game. But Cincinnati ain't going to win that game.
The Baltimore Ravens at 5-5 are hosting the 2-8 New York Jets. Baltimore, a 13.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, not tickled.
No.
Wow. Okay. The Seattle Seahawks at 7-3 are venturing to Music City to take on the hapless 1-9 Tennessee Titans. Seattle is a 13.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, no. Not tickled.
I mean, are these teams, is Baltimore playing good enough to beat a team by 13?
They got to be
Seattle
by 14.
Playing good enough to beat a team by 13 on the road?
Yeah, Seattle is.
Okay.
Yeah, Seattle is.
All right.
Baltimore, I don't know. But it is my Jets, so yeah.
Fancy tickled?
You know, he said fancy, not tickled.
No.
Minnesota Vikings, 4-6. They take on the Green Bay Packers, who are 6-3-1. Green Bay is a 6-point favorite at Lambeau Field. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I always like
fancy is tickled.
Minnesota Green Bay.
Rivalry.
Yep.
The New York Football Giants at 2-9 with their crazy rookies out. They take on the Detroit Lions at 6-4. Detroit, another big favorite this week, -12.5. Tickle your fancy?
No.
No?
Fancy,
it's Jameis. Jameis always tickles people's fancy, man.
Yeah. Is this his first game starting or did he start?
No, he started last week. Threw a pick at the end of the game.
Could have won the game.
Could have. But you know, every time he drops back,
it's Jameis,
and loads that arm up, you're nervous and wondering where the hell is it going.
It's 50-50.
Yep.
Feel like
he
we're really
the first 30-30, man, so it's not out of the realm.
Man, see if we can get a game that tickles your fancy. I don't feel like you're even the games your fancy's tickled, it doesn't feel like your juices are flowing very much. I don't know, dude. Yeah. I don't know. You seem a little like, are you all right? Did you like have some gnocchi before the game before the show?
No, but Sunday's a good day to not have the Dolphins play. Because I can put my earbuds in, clean my backyard and my grill.
I don't think you have to
get it ready for Thanksgiving.
You could put the earbuds in, but I think the Browns play at 4 o'clock, so you got them as a place for them.
I got time.
Shedeur Sanders getting his first start. The Cleveland Browns visit the Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas at 2-8. They are 4-point favorites against the Browns. Take your fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see, you know, what Shedeur learned in a week. Because
it's a soft landing. At least it's not like the most vaunted defense in the world.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. It's a soft landing. However, they can get some pressure on the quarterback. Is he going to step up or run back?
Leroy.
Yes, sir.
This game is the Spider-Man meme.
Pointing at each other. They're the same.
They're the same.
Yeah.
Both. No, I know. Crosby could wreck havoc on Shedeur.
That's right.
Miles Garrett's gonna wreck havoc on Geno.
He's going to.
That right. I like Cleveland's defense, and I just go with the team with the best player on the field. They got 95.
Yeah. All right. I see you. I got it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars at 6-4 visit the Arizona Cardinals. They're 3-point road favorites. Is this game tickle your fancy? Jags Cardinals.
No, but I'm fancy keeping an eye on the Jags because we just usually assume that they're going to do what they do, but, I mean, last week was a beatdown.
Yeah, they killed the Chargers.
Right, but you
killed them.
Yeah, because they lost the week prior when having a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter to the Texans.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, week to week.
We call this the Dan Day Bowl.
New Orleans, why the can't Atlanta be Bowl, too?
Yeah, I give you too many bowls. I give you the Browns games, the Vikings games. I know this. I know one man, no matter what the record, he's hostile at this game. The Atlanta Falcons at 3-7 visit the Superdome and the 2-8 New Orleans Saints. Saints are 2.5-point favorites. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes.
My fancy is tickled.
Anytime I can turn on the TV and watch Atlanta losing at anything, it brings me joy. However, I don't know if I'm going to turn on the TV and see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kirk Cousins looked pretty washed when the Dolphins faced him.
Pretty?
He looked pretty, pretty washed.
Pretty?
Pretty.
That was a full-blown wash.
I'm just saying, dude. So
no tumble. No dry.
Yeah.
Put some bounce sheets in there.
Oh, you had
in
to.
In the dryer.
Oh, man, you don't want no static. Come on now.
Got it all.
I mean, we hung him outside to dry like the clothes on the line.
Oh man,
with the clips.
You had to put like 5 clips on him, man. That's just to dry him. He's that washed. Yep. He's super soaked.
The Philadelphia Eagles at 8-2 visit the Dallas Cowboys at 4-5-1. Philadelphia is a 3.5-point road favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled.
It's pretty amazing. This team is what, 25-2 in their last 27?
Who, the Eagles?
And we treat them like they 2-8.
Well, they treat themselves like they're 2-8. They're the most miserable great team in the world.
They don't like their quarterback.
They're all miserable. They're all
all winning.
Yeah, they don't care. They're all just the only guy who seems happy right now is Jalen Phillips. He's the new guy.
Even trade. Jalen for Tua.
Even trade?
Hurts for Tua.
Hurts for Tua.
I'd rather have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah? Why?
He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's been the best player on the field. He can do the tush push. He's proven himself.
Okay. He wins.
Okay. I got you.
Like, is that even a debate right now?
And he's not hurt.
He don't get hurt.
Do you? I mean, like, you're taking Tua over Jalen Hurts?
I just asked. It just came up.
I'm asking you the question. You can give an opinion on it, too?
Yeah, they both have totally different skill sets. Like, one quarterback.
That's the view from that fence you're sitting on. Just pick it.
Are you
going to
ask the man a question?
You ask me the question. Answer the question.
Who's the coach?
Oh, get out of here. I don't even – you know what? I don't care.
Nah, you know what?
I don't care. Leroy,
minus one. You get minus one.
Minus one, dude.
Come on, Leroy. How you going to ask the question?
Just pick.
How you going to ask the question?
Be a sports radio host. Pick.
In current, I take Tua.
Okay. Crazy.
I would.
Imagine if Tua didn't have Devon Achane this year.
I'm just saying. The two apologists. You know what? You need a guy like that. Leroy has somebody's back. He has your back. I respect that. I respect that. I mean, I'm just not going to take a guy who's never won a playoff game over a guy who's been to 2 Super Bowls.
It's
insane.
Insane behavior.
Every Super Bowl he's played, he's been the best player on the field. I'm just saying, yeah.
Sunday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit the L.A. Rams. Bucs 6-4. Slumping a little. Rams 8-2. I think we're going to get about a gazillion packages about the McVay Baker Mayfield bromance that they had for his little fling with the Rams.
Yep.
Well, that was a fling.
It was a fling. But you know, they're going to say, oh, this was what turned you around, Baker. No. Turned you around. They're going to do that nonstop.
You just went full Berman.
That's how they're going to be, dude. That's how they're going to be. You know, Chris Collinsworth's going to talk about it. It's going to be crazy. But Rams are 7-point favorites.
But he's going to go crazy for
Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes.
My fancy is tickled.
I like storylines. I like I'm starting to have questions about Tampa, though. They're banged up, right?
They're banged up.
No, I know. I know.
They ain't questions. If you banged up, you're banged up. You still played close. I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns. It still wasn't almost enough. Like, Tampa's a good team, but the Rams, that's a really good team. They're going to get better. You know they have the Falcons' first-round pick next year?
You think the Rams are the best team in the NFC right now?
Si.
Huh? Yeah.
Let me say in French. Oui.
Who would you go in the AFC? Indy?
No.
Who?
New England.
Okay. All right.
Finally, Monday Night
Football. Crazy, right?
Finally, Monday Night Football. The Carolina Panthers at 6-5.
No.
They got a winning record. You can't. No, I'm not going to allow that. You can't nope a 6-5 team.
Oh, who cares?
Okay, go.
Take on the San Francisco 49ers at 7-4. San Francisco's a touchdown favorite. Tickle your fancy?
A touchdown favorite?
Yep.
But they're 6-5. They're only one game apart.
Yeah, but they just
probably it's Monday Night Football.
They don't
of
believe in Bryce
I'll
Young.
Watch.
They just don't believe in Bryce
Young. I mean,
Young.
you could watch Heat Mavericks that night. You don't got to watch football.
Yeah, I go back and forth.
Oh, who cares?
That is Tickle My Fancy. Back after this. Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.